Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of David and Goliath.
Have you ever heard Philippians 4, verse 13, which says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me"? In this story, meet David, an unlikely warrior who had God on his side.
I praise you, Lord. I magnify your great name, the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. Armies of Israel. Why am I composing all these songs for a bunch of sheep? Ah, this is my life. Lord God, I know you have great things for me to do. The great prophet Samuel said so. He anointed me as king. Whatever that meant. And you've allowed me to play for King Saul now and then, but God, why am I here? Oh, something's not right. A lion! I call upon the name of the Lord of hosts. Ah! Let go of my sheep! Let go! Ah! Go, little lamb! Ah! God, this battle is yours. Help me! Ah! Oh! Oh! God? Oh, God. I praise you, Lord. I magnify your great name. Yes. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
David! David!
Yes, Father.
My soul is troubled. I worry for your brothers and for the army of Israel.
Is there anything I can do?
Here, take this to your brothers. Roasted grain, 10 loaves of bread, and take this cheese to their commanding officer. Find out how your brothers are doing. Bring back news right away. And David!
Yes?
Hurry.
Yes, Father. There it is, Elah Valley. There's the army of Israel and the army of the Philistines. May we shout for your victory, God. May we lift up our banners in the name of our God. Yes!
Excuse me.
What do you need? Why aren't you dressed for battle like the rest of us?
I'm looking for Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah.
I saw Eliab earlier this morning. And you are?
David. I'm their brother.
My name is Hezron.
Move out, men! Battle formation!
You're lining up to fight? Can I come?
It's not much of a battle.
What do you mean?
You'll see. Come on.
Why is it so quiet?
Shh. You're about to see.
Suddenly, on the opposite hill, a man stepped forward from the army of the Philistines. He stood 9 feet tall. He was covered in bronze armor that flashed in the sunlight. His hands lifted up a mighty spear, topped with a massive spearhead of iron. The dark shadow of the giant and his spear fell upon the pale faces of the soldiers of Israel.
Who is that?
Goliath.
Choose one man. One man to fight me. If he is able to kill me, we will be your servants. But if I kill him, you shall be our servants. I defy the army of Israel. Choose one man.
What?
I don't understand. Why did we run away from this uncircumcised Philistine?
I was like you once, before I saw what war is really like.
What will be done for the man who kills Goliath? For the man who takes away the shame from Israel? He is defying the armies of the living God.
For the man who would kill a giant like that? King Saul will grant him great riches and give his own daughter, the princess, to be his wife. And his father will be exempt from taxes.
All that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? What do you say?
What are you doing here?
Eliab, father sent me with food. See?
I'm sure you didn't mind.
You left your sheep to come see the battle, didn't you? I know you.
What have I done?
Give me the food. Go back to your sheep.
You there.
Me?
Come with me.
I don't understand.
What you have said has been reported to the king, and now the king has summoned you.
What did I say? I reported to King Saul.
Looks like your arrogance has caught up with you, little brother.
Quickly, come with me.
Yes, King Saul, let me be the man. I will fight this Philistine.
You're so young. Goliath has been a warrior his entire life.
I have kept my father's sheep, and when a lion or bear came to attack, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the lamb from its mouth. The same God who delivered me from the claws of the lion and the claws of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
Go, and the Lord be with you.
Saul suited up David with his own armor, put a bronze helmet on his head, and handed him a sword. But David found it too awkward to wear. He took off the armor, and he picked up his staff and 5 smooth stones from a brook. He slipped the stones into a leather bag he carried with him.
That should do it.
Suddenly, a voice split the silence, a voice that chilled David's soul.
You, a boy, this is the mighty man you choose to fight for you, Israel? And you, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? Come here, boy, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.
You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, the one you have defied.
Well, now.
This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I will strike you and take your head from you.
Oh, you will.
On this day, I will give the bodies of the army of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth.
Your arrogance will be your death, boy.
The world will know that there is a God in Israel, and this army will know that God does not save with sword or spear, for this battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
The giant came after David, and David ran straight toward the giant. As he ran, he slipped his hand into his leather bag and took out one stone. He stopped.
Ah! Come here, boy!
David put his stone in a sling, spun it about his head, took aim, and slung his stone toward Goliath. Ah! The stone shot into the air and slammed into Goliath's forehead. Ah! Goliath stood for a moment, stunned. As all the armies of Israel and the Philistines watched, the towering giant tottered, then fell to the earth. David ran toward the fallen giant. He grabbed Goliath's own sword and took his head. The Philistines were shocked and suddenly scared. Their champion was dead. They fled. And with a great shout, the army of Israel ran after them. So David prevailed over Goliath, armed with a sling and a stone, and something much more.
O God, I praise you, Lord. I magnify your great name.
If you want to read more exciting stories about David, check out the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. You'll find these books in the Old Testament section of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Media.